Okay, now in the front of the city on the battlefield, something very exciting is happening also. The Lord of the Nazgul on his flying beast has swooped down, knocked Theoden off his horse. Well, actually, the horse reared and Theoden was crushed, and Theoden's dying. But when the Nazgul tries to finish Theoden off, a warrior stands up. And this warrior turns out to be Eowyn, a woman, the niece of King Theoden. And her helmet falls off and her golden hair blows in the sun. And this is the most traditionally heroic scene in The Lord of the Rings, because Eowyn stands there and says to the Lord of the Nazgul, "You will not touch him. I will prevent you from touching him," meaning her seemingly dead uncle, "if you may." And that's when the Nazgul says, "Come not between the Nazgul and his prey." And Eowyn, who had disguised herself as a man, had also brought Merry into the battle. Merry had been told to stay home, you're too small to fight. Eowyn had been told to stay home, you're a girl, and had brought Merry in. So together, they defeat the Lord of the Nazgul. Merry stabs him in the back of the knee, and Eowyn stabs him in the face and kills him. And this was important because there was a prophecy that said, "No living man may kill me," which is a hint of Macbeth there. And Eowyn says, "I'm not a living man," basically, and kills him. So it's a great heroic moment. It's also really interesting because it's the only traditional one-on-one against the monster and somebody wins. I mean, Gandalf on the Balrog, maybe, but it's a little bit different there, and especially because it doesn't happen in real time. But one-on-one against the monster, and who is it? It's a woman in drag, sort of. I mean, she's dressed as a man, fighting against a monster. Again, I think Tolkien's not completely comfortable with that traditional machismo attack. And so he channels it in different ways. It's hobbits, or it happens by good luck, or when Aragorn does cleave his way through all the hosts of Mordor, we don't see any of the individual fights when he kills any individual person or monster. I should note, however, that Eowyn, as heroic as she is in that moment, then gets domesticated later on, where she agrees to live in the Houses of Healing and then marry Faramir and everything's good, and she's put back in the place that's appropriate for women. But this fits up with a kind of World War I archetype, which I think World War I has a lot more to do with the Return of the King than medieval sources even. And that is that she represents the kind of Joan of Arc warrior woman archetype that shows up here, and that's why she is able to kill the monster in such a way. But even with all this heroism by Merry, by Eowyn, and so forth, the battle would have been lost because a fleet with black sails comes sailing up the river. However, in a moment of what Tolkien would call eucatastrophe, a good catastrophe, it turns out it's Aragorn in those ships. And Aragorn and his men, Legolas and Gimli, sweep through the hosts of Mordor, and the hosts of Mordor are defeated, and the good guys win. But just for a moment. Because Aragorn, having used the Palantir that got thrown out of the window of Orthanc, has seen that there are even larger armies waiting in the Dark Lord's land to sweep out, and he knows that military battle is not going to be enough. And so there's a chapter called The Last Debate, in which Gandalf and Aragorn and all the princes of Gondor and Rohan and so forth decide what to do. And they have a brilliant plan. They're going to go and attack Mordor. Yes, the impregnable giant stronghold of the Dark Lord, filled with armies, and they've got about 6,000 people, and they're going to attack it. The reason they're going to do this is they want to trick Sauron. They want Sauron to think that they have the ring, and that this is the vanity of the new Ring Lord, and he's going to drive in and try to attack Mordor. And so Sauron can think, well, I can just defeat him and take the ring from him then. And the whole point is to distract Sauron from Frodo, because again, the point is not the big, large-scale battle. The point is the two people, Frodo and Sam, making their way through Mordor.